Welcome to my talk about reproducible builds on Android. I will show you today, let me first introduce myself. My name is Andreas Itzhak-Rehberg, going by the nick Izzy. I started Izzy on Droid in 2015. We are meanwhile a team for a couple of years. We provide APKs built and signed by the corresponding developers. After performing some additional checks, like checking if they are clean, virus total, what's inside, libraries, and so on. And for 2 years now, we also provide reproducible builds. Meanwhile, covering about two-thirds of the apps in our repository. To be more precise, it's currently 62.4% of our apps which are covered by reproducible builds. And I will today introduce you to our reproducible builds and how they are set up, and also compare with how FDroid is doing it. I'm a former FDroid maintainer as well. And specific questions go to the end, as usual. If there are some understanding questions so you lose context, I hope it's okay if you can ask them in between. And should I talk too fast, please give me a signal. I'm known to talk too fast. I tried my best to keep down. Okay. Today, first the overview. The slide is also available at, what is it called? Pretox. And it's also available, you have a QR code and a few QR codes at the end to scan for the slides. So first item we want to have is what are reproducible builds and what are they good for? Then how do we approach reproducible builds on Izzy on Droid, and what's the difference for FDroid? What are the main challenges? I can't put them up all, it would take too long. We would need two sessions at least. What are the most frequent reasons of failed reproducible builds, and some of them also we can fix, how we can fix them. What should Android app developers be aware of and take care for to give the best chances for their apps to be reproducible?